You are now tuned in to the F&B segment, proudly brought to you by F&B Namibia.
A very good morning. Thank you to Tata Mike from the Ondangwa studio. As it says, we are now tuned into the F&B segment, and I am joined by none other than F&B customer client specialist Theo Hidulika to educate us once more about fraud awareness, fraud prevention, and all things account security. Theo, how are you doing this morning?
Quite well, HD. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you as well. So let's get right into it. As I said, we are back again to educate Namibia about our bank account security and fraud awareness. And I want to start with the proactive measures that we can take. So as a client, what are some proactive measures I can take to protect myself from any fraudulent activity?
All right. Thank you, Eagle FM, for having me. You guys are always so lovely to host me here, FMB. So some of the measures that you should take as a client, basically, is simple measures, not unique, everything that you should do in your normal day-to-day life. Number one, don't share your banking information. Very important, doesn't matter with who. That includes your OTPs, your card numbers, your PINs, anything related to your bank account. Do not share it. Number two, please have unique passwords. What do we mean by that? We notice that me, myself, is guilty. We have one password for everything. Windows, Facebook, Netflix. Try to have unique passwords as well. Number three, monitor your account. Respond to your account in contact whenever you get a notification and so forth. So monitor your balances. And also the other methods that we have or functionalities we have is on the F&B app.
Mm-hmm.
For starters, you know that you can temporarily block your card on the F&B app as many times as you like. You can also limit the limits for international payments and so forth. So it's a simple thing that will keep you safe. Don't share passwords, keep your information safe, use unique passwords and so forth. They're those small minor things that we tend to overlook goes a long way, yeah.
Oh, so you can, on the app, you can block and unblock your card as many times as is required.
Yes. And to even go further, our app works for free on the MTC network.
Okay.
So even if you don't have data, it'll still work. So you can block, unblock, block, play with your limits and so forth. For example, what I do is I have two cards. I have one for my online,
uh-huh.
one for my daily, so forth. Online plus PlayStation, Apple Music. So I set the limit for international to those amounts.
Mm-hmm.
Once it goes up, I block it. I'm not using it. So
It's
these minor small security features that we have and steps that you can take to protect yourself always.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah. And as we've heard from you before, that most fraud cases happen because due to a human error. It's not always that there's some like super sophisticated technology just taking money from people's accounts. So as a customer support specialist, when you've been on the phone dealing with all these cases, what are some common errors people have been making when it comes to perhaps unknowingly assisting fraudsters?
All right. So the biggest issue that we have picked up, it's called social engineering.
Okay.
So what does social engineering mean?
Mm-hmm.
It means that you are con, or you are con, or somebody's trying to convince you in providing your banking information, the one that we said you should not share in the previous question. So what will happen is basically you will receive a call, an email, or any sort of communication with a fabricated story.
Mm-hmm.
Now, be that it's a pyramid scheme, be that it's an investment scheme, but these individuals will then get a hold of you,
mm-hmm.
came up with a very nice, elaborate story, and then try to convince you to share those information. So that is what we picked up, as well as links.
Okay.
So links that you click on. So we will still go back to the fundamentals. Do not share your information.
Yeah.
Sometimes now, the clients are unaware of this. They are unaware.
Mm-hmm.
And this now brings it, basically, when they come to us, it's now unfortunately not that it's too late.
Yeah.
You'll pick up that they made an error in that particular sense. So don't give your information.
Of course, of course. Keep it safe, tight to the chest, as they say.
Yeah.
So a common question that we've been getting now on our social media is that after people call the customer support number, which is 061 299-2222, and then they report suspicious activity, and let's say I stop a fraud attempt before it happens through a phone call or anything. Does FNB work with the relevant authorities to, let's say, trace the number and try to catch and maybe punish the person who tried to call me with, you know, whatever fraudulent message they had for me?
All right. So I'm not going to go in depth with that.
Mm-hmm.
Those are very sensitive topics. But yes, there is definitely a procedure to be followed. We do engage with our external stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
That includes the Namibian police, our forensics teams, our compliance team. So there is definitely a procedure, and it does yield results in terms of what will happen after that. So there is a procedure that the clients needs to undergo.
Yeah.
If you have reports, for example, you have reported that you were defrauded, we first need to establish what happened,
mm-hmm.
what was compromised. We then document it, log that, and then assist you. We will then refer you to the Namibian police for you to open up a civil case or a criminal case, and then Namibian police with our forensics team will then engage with all stakeholders, including mobile communication,
yeah.
as you mentioned, for number that are registered and so forth. So yes, the bank definitely goes the extra mile to make sure that you're covered,
mm-hmm.
as well as to educate you at that time that this should not be happening and how you can protect yourself in this. So there are steps that we take to ensure that these people are caught
mm-hmm.
with the collaboration with the Namibian police, of course, and other stakeholders.
Most definitely. That's good to hear and assuring. So now let's try to get into the mind a little bit of a fraudster. How do they know who to target? Maybe our phone numbers, are they online? Is it maybe using public networks? Like how do they know who to target?
HD, you are hitting on the mark with those questions, and you're actually you're answering the question.
Yeah.
So, most importantly, try by all means not to use public network when you are accessing your bank.
Mm-hmm.
It includes libraries, internet cafes, airports, because their network might not be secured enough.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that, the guys can get your information from those networks, as well as when you're accepting cookies. Remember when you go onto a browser,
yeah.
the website will say you would like to accept cookies.
Yeah.
Those cookies save your information,
mm.
including your login information. So be very careful what public network you are using, what platforms you are using as well.
Yeah.
When you're accessing your bank and so forth. Secondly, you mentioned that, the fraudsters, who do they target? So one thing that we all need to remember is that our information, that's not including our ID, our names, our cell phone numbers, and sometimes account numbers.
Mm-hmm.
We unknowingly put it on the public platforms. Unknowingly.
Yeah.
We know that we are not putting there for bad intent. I'm a business person. I'm selling. Here's where you can inquire and so forth. So your information, especially your ID number, your name and so forth, it's not to say that it's not, the bank does not distribute this information to anyone. It is private information.
Mm-hmm.
But what we picked up is as individuals.
Yeah.
You're looking for accommodation. You will post it online.
Yeah.
You're selling something, you'll post it online.
Exactly.
So this is how these guys tend to monitor your social surroundings, get your information, and they call you. And that is what they use to trick you.
Mm.
So I'm applauding all our clients that if you get a call from somebody stating that they are calling from an institution and they're giving you your full name, your ID number, your cell phone number, don't be shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the methods they are trying to convince you with.
So yeah.
As long as you don't provide your information, nothing will happen. You'll be secured and you'll be safe.
Exactly. We've also, you know, in the media, we've seen stories about where it's reported that X amount of money has just disappeared from people's account, which usually comes, you know, with a whole lot of speculation as to exactly how that occurred. If you can briefly describe or explain how, even in situations like that, there's usually some form of human error that took place somewhere along the chain.
All right. So when it comes to that, I'll not really go in depth because this is now clients' private information and private steps that needs to take place. But what we have noticed, funds will never leave your account unaccounted for or initiated.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do first, we need to understand the transaction that took place.
Mm-hmm.
What type of transaction was it?
Yeah.
How was it made?
Yeah.
From the client's side, did the client compromise anything?
Yeah.
So we need to look at what caused the transaction. We need to mitigate the risk to the client as well as the bank. And we need to find a solution so that it doesn't happen again. So I believe that no funds will ever leave your account without it being initiated. Be that now unknowingly you gave out your information, there should have been a trigger that caused those funds to leave. And as I stated before in the previous question, that there is a procedure that we follow with our external and internal stakeholders, whereby we won't know what transpired and how to assist you, to educate you, as well as to assist you with the next step. So keep one. This is also one of the tips that I mentioned before. Monitor your account.
Mm-hmm.
If you are getting in contact, monitor. If you are getting a notification on your app, go see what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So try to keep an eye on your account so that you can know of any movement that be now authorized or unauthorized.
Yeah. And okay, so lastly, the last question I have for you is, a few listeners have messaged us about losing money due to quote-unquote investment opportunities. So I just want you to explain a little bit about how it's crucial to know who and what you are quote-unquote investing in. Because, you know, unfortunately, even your own relatives could be trying to scam you via an investment and so on. And when your funds go missing, you know, it's in some situations, it's difficult to recover. So let's talk about protecting yourselves in that manner.
All right. Authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
This is very important. So whenever you see an investment opportunities,
mm-hmm.
whether call the relevant people for confirmation. For example, the bank will never try to recruit you on social media.
Mm.
We will advertise our product, but our official lines are going to be there. So investment opportunity that sounds too good to be true, it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that they will target you when you're most vulnerable or when a life event is happening. We have seen an upkeep in investment fraud, especially with our late father passing on at the beginning of the year. People were being called in, either they say you're contributing and so forth. So firstly, if it's too good to be true, it's not true.
Yeah.
Secondly, one needs to really be careful with what you're investing in and what you're reading, because on social media, there's a lot of opportunists and they will use it like that. So I would say go to your local banks, your local financial advisors, be it now from the insurance companies,
mm-hmm.
and first inquire. This opportunity here that was brought to my table, is it something that's realistic? And also, if somebody is coming to you with an investment opportunity, you have every right to ask them for more details. How does it work? Where is this going? What are we investing in? And so forth.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that investment opportunities are all scam, but get the relevant information,
mm-hmm.
get the relevant proof
mm-hmm.
and steps for you to cover yourself. Because it'll be bad that you are investing 5,000 expecting to get 20,000 in 3 months.
Exactly.
And I didn't know that sounds fishy. So
yeah.
It's very important as individuals to keep an eye out, to be really curious. When you see something, question it. Put pressure on these people. Call the bank. Ask, I'm seeing this. Is this true? We will be able to assist you in trying to find if it's authentic or not. So mm-hmm. investment opportunities, as well as clicking on links, giving your card information. These are all type of scams that the fraudsters use
mm-hmm.
to get your funds. Remember, the bank can only protect you if you protect yourself as well.
Exactly.
Do not provide your information at any cost. Do not click on links at any cost.
Keep it safe at all times. And one last time, just give us that number to call if we suspect any fraudulent activity.
061-299-2222.
100%.
Direct number for customer center.
Thank you very much, Theo. And this has been another edition of the F&B segment. Theo, thank you very much for joining us and have a good day ahead.
This has been the F&B segment, proudly brought to you by F&B Namibia. Catch the F&B segment every Monday from 7:45.